Before we get into what it takes to rename a street, an interesting note. In Macon, street renaming often connects to the spiritual.
Since I've been in office, we've probably done about four or five of them in the district.
That's Virgil Watkins, a member of the Macon-Bibb County Commission.
They've all kind of centered around church leaders, the historic church leaders.
That brings us to the Unionville section of Macon and the Covenant Church of Jesus Christ. The church sits on the corner of Mercer University Drive and Apostle David L. Pitts Senior Boulevard. Who is David Pitts?
No matter how hard the enemy attacks your marriage, you have the power in the Holy Spirit to put the devil at bay.
That's archived sound of Pitts preaching at Covenant Church about the institution of marriage. Pitts and his wife Angela founded the church. The current building opened in 1991. Pitts died in 2007. 8 years later, the family wanted to rename a portion of what was then called May Avenue in their father's honor. The Macon-Bibb policy on renaming streets says there must be a clear and concise statement for renaming the street, and only those who have demonstrated significant contributions can qualify.
And kind of a bio or resume, like what has he done in this area to make it, you know, relevant.
Commissioner Watkins received a letter from the son of David Pitts, Brandon, who is now a pastor of the church. It began by describing his father as a Unionville native who
worked tirelessly in this neighborhood to ensure that all men and women were uplifted, established the Harvest Food Ministry, which is a community food bank. He also rehabbed properties in the community to create a better living environment.
That's not all that has to be submitted. Church administrator Brent Hightower explains.
We had to get a petition signed from each household on the street, stating that they're okay with the name change.
In this case, only a few households lived on the section of street in question. The policy also requires the honoree to have been deceased for a year, and there can't be a criminal past.
Yeah, because I guess they do a background check. I mean, you don't want any thieves or anything with a street name method.
A committee of the Macon-Bibb Commission holds a public hearing, and then, if all goes well, at least five members of the commission must approve the name change.
All in favor of this resolution adopting the name change of May Avenue to Apostle David L. Pitts Senior Boulevard, signify by saying aye. Opposed, no.
Did you find it to be difficult to put this thing through, or how did you find the process to be?
It was quite easy.
Church Administrator Hightower is a nephew of David Pitts, so the effort, like the church itself, is something of a family affair. Monique Pitts Taylor, also a church administrator and Pitts's daughter, said this was a fitting memorial.
So no matter what goes on in Unionville, that people can remember when they ride past and ride on the street that, you know, it all started right here.